In La Guaira, Venezuela, the earthquake's devastation continues to unfold a month after the disaster. Families remain gathered near collapsed buildings, waiting for rescue crews to recover relatives still buried beneath the rubble. One volunteer relief worker, Henley Pinto, speaking from the site of the collapse, says rescuers have been helping recover victims.
My family is still under the rubble in Tower C of the Luisa Caceres de Arismendi housing complex. We have a small group of four young men who are volunteer rescuers who came to help a neighboring family. Thank God they have helped us recover some of the bodies.
The wait for help has been especially painful for families searching for children and other relatives. Adriana Irarte lives in La Guaira.
What we want is for them to get our family members out already, the ones who are still missing, because it is painful. They even recovered a little nephew, piece by piece, and it's heartbreaking. Because they are children, and they are human beings who, unfortunately, because of circumstances beyond their control, ended up like this.
The devastating twin earthquakes, magnitudes 7.2 and 7.5, that struck north-central Venezuela on June 24th, caused over 50,000 deaths, almost $20 billion in direct physical damage, and left nearly 18,000 people homeless. Humanitarian agencies say the earthquakes have compounded an already dire crisis. Collapsed buildings, damaged roads, and crippled airports have slowed the delivery of heavy equipment and medical supplies and other emergency aid. The UN World Food Program says it has fed over 100,000 people affected by the damage. Stephanie Hochtstetter is the director of the World Food Program in Venezuela, leading the UN agency's food security and emergency response operations in that country.
We're here for the earthquakes, and we are staying with Venezuelans and alongside the authorities and partners for as long as it takes for families to get back on their feet.
Additionally, the country's healthcare system, already strained before the disaster by shortages of medicine, electricity, and medical staff, has struggled to care for the injured. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs estimates that nearly 8 million people across Venezuela now require humanitarian assistance, while tens of thousands remain displaced or unaccounted for in the wake of the earthquakes. The earthquake's aftermath is unfolding alongside continued uncertainty over Venezuela's political future following the U.S. military operation that removed President Nicolas Maduro from power earlier this year. Just on Friday, President Donald Trump addressed reporters about his ideas on Venezuela's oil industry and the country's path forward.
Millions and millions of barrels of oil, and we're getting some, and they're getting some, and everybody's making a lot. And it was dead before we got there. So it's been an incredible relationship. They're not ready yet for the elections, but at some point they will be.
Trump also said that Venezuela has made, quote-unquote, significant progress under acting President Delcy Rodriguez, signaling that the United States seems to intend to play a role in affecting the timeline and conditions of the country's political transition and future. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Teresa Wersbianska.